In this country, the presidential race will include some governors after all. Governors and ex-governors were quite brutally eliminated from both the Republican and Democratic presidential primaries.
But Libertarians selected former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson as their nominee. And a convention went along with Johnson's chosen running mate, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld.
They were chosen during a season in which many voters say they are open to new options. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
The nominee for President of the United States, Governor Gary Johnson.
The packed hotel ballroom where Libertarians held their convention this weekend could be a sign of things to come. Gary Johnson, who was twice elected governor of New Mexico, is eager to expose this small party to a big new audience.
I'd like to fill up your current weekly meeting that's occurring in the treehouse to an auditorium because thousands of people are going to want to hear this message.
Johnson first ran on the Libertarian ticket 4 years ago and won only about 1% of the popular vote. This year, he's tapped another socially moderate ex-governor, William Weld, to help him spread the Libertarian message.
Our platform of the Libertarian Party is economic and fiscal responsibility and social and personal freedom.
The selection of Johnson and Weld was contentious. Some diehard party members are skeptical these two former Republicans are Libertarian enough. Still, Delegate Michelle Pogue of Colorado thinks their statehouse experience will be an asset for a party that's long been overlooked.
I think the credibility of two past governors goes a long way with the media. It goes a long way with the general public. It's a good way to get our message out to people that I'm afraid if we put somebody too radical up there, the people will be turned off and they'll turn away.
While Johnson and Weld provide a veneer of mainstream respectability, Libertarians have not tinkered with their party's platform, which calls for legalizing marijuana, curbing government surveillance, and dramatically limiting the U.S. military presence overseas. During a debate Saturday night, there was serious discussion of whether the government should get out of the business of administering tests for driver's licenses and whether the 1964 Civil Rights Act wrongly infringes on private businesses. Pogue argues when the government oversteps its boundaries, someone has to pull it back. And she thinks many Americans are looking for more choices at the ballot box.
When I was in school, I learned there was a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. Other countries had other parties, not ours. So, I think I know a lot more now.
Party Chairman Nicholas Sarwark thinks Libertarians have a rare opportunity to make their case this year. A growing number of Americans say they're willing to consider a third-party candidate. And the likely Republican and Democratic nominees, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, both suffer from high disapproval ratings.
It's kind of like when two football teams play, and you kind of want both of them to lose. Maybe a meteor will hit the stadium. This is the opportunity for the American people to vote for the meteor.
Libertarians saw a meteoric rise in media coverage of their convention over the weekend. And while there were some uncomfortable moments, such as when a fleshy candidate for party office performed an ill-considered striptease, party leaders were generally pleased and intent on maintaining their newfound visibility. Libertarians are already fighting for a spot in the televised presidential debates this fall. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Orlando.